Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse 194, 650 in the morning. Secret Sound at 7:10 this morning. Your next chance at $1,000 cash and a whole bunch of other prizes we threw in there too. 710-194's Secret Sound. You can hear the sound online at 194.com as we dive into Confession Wednesday. Maybe you're feeling a little bit guilty. I dare use the word naughty. And you just need to get absolved of something that you're feeling a little weird and you want that weight off you. Your confessions at 237 hits, text 35270. And if you're not one that's walking around with a whole bunch of dirty laundry or dirty little secrets, you just enjoy everybody else's. Amy Kay got a confession today.
But I don't know if it's my fault. So
just based off that, I feel like it probably is.
Wait till you hear. How long ago was that? I got in that car accident two weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weekends ago,
so
right?
So my car is still in the shop. They don't believe it's going to be fixed until the beginning of July.
Okay.
So I'm driving a rental car, and I asked for an SUV because that's what I normally drive. However, they gave me a Nissan Kicks, which is not really an SUV. It's very low to the ground. I did not like it. I drove it for about a week, and yesterday morning I called and I said, I'm going to have to drive this car for a very long time. I can't do this. Do you have any other rental cars? And I don't know if you know this, rental cars are in short supply right now.
I didn't know that. It didn't surprise me, though. I feel like everything's in short supply these days.
So it's hard to get a vehicle. And he said, yeah. And he apologized and said, I'll try to get you a different SUV. Well, he said, if you can make it to the rental place right now, I'll get you a new vehicle. Because you said it's car for car. Like, we don't have a lot. You need to get here now. So I said, I'm leaving work. I'm going to come get this rental. Well, what do you have to do when you return a rental? Fill it with gas.
Okay.
But I didn't think I had time. So I got there, gave back my rental, and he was like, well, you didn't put gas in it. I was trying to get here as fast as I could to get the new rental.
And he did tell you to.
Yeah.
So you had to kick it in that Kicks. Did you get the SUV you wanted? You got an SUV now?
I did. I'm now driving a Dodge Durango.
Ooh.
It's huge. I love it, and I want to buy it now. I want this to be my new vehicle.
There you go. So now you're set.
But is it my fault because I didn't fill it with gas? He can't get upset with me at that.
I do think it's because he probably gave you the little speech when you went in there to pick it up in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let me bring this back. Make sure you fill it with gas. Do you want to buy the insurance?
That's exactly what happened. But I said, no, I didn't fill it. I said, I had to leave work and I tried to get here as fast as I could. I didn't even think of that.
I do think it was your fault. However, he did really push you to come in.
He said I had to get there now if I wanted the car. I wanted the car. I got there. Just didn't fill it with gas. So he just said, now with this new car, when you bring it back, make sure you fill it up.
He probably didn't laugh, but I imagine him laughing kind of maniacally.
I mean, probably in his head he was. He was like, look at this idiot. Didn't even put gas in the car.
So did you get charged then? Is there a charge that comes with that?
He didn't say it, but I'm wondering if I'm going to.
Yeah, probably.
Which, that's not fair. I'll fill this other car up. Come on.
What you do is you pour a little extra in the back seat to account for what you didn't put in the other one. I think that's what you're supposed to do. Your confessions, 237 hits, text 35270. Your confession today. Good morning.
Well, my husband always offers to do the dishes, and I just don't like anybody else doing the dishes, so I let him do them, so it seems like he's helping me, but when he leaves for work, I rewash them.
I'm surprised that because you're still doing the work, but you're letting him have the courtesy and the luxury of feeling like he helped you out a little bit. I'm surprised that you wouldn't just tell him that he's doing a terrible, or try to show him.
I don't know. Would you say, hey, you know, I appreciate you doing the dishes. Don't ever tell him he did a bad job. But say, I kind of enjoy them. Instead, would you fold the laundry, which is the worst chore anyways?
You're not a laundry person, eh?
I hate folding it, putting it away.
It seems like you're kind of just creating extra work for yourself, though, by allowing him to feel like he's... I don't know if I like that way you're going about it.
It still makes him feel good. He thinks he's helping.
What do you mean I never do anything? I did the dishes that you had to rewash. You got yourself a confession today. Good morning.
I just moved in with my roommate a few months ago, and about 3 weeks ago, she borrowed one of my shirts for the first time. And I didn't care because it wasn't like my fave or anything, but now she just takes stuff all the time without asking. I went into my closet yesterday, and there were 3 shirts of mine gone. Like, what the f***?
Watch some of the language. Thank you. Is that a confession or are you just complaining? I just hear complaining. I don't know if there's a confession in there.
Yeah, she didn't, but maybe she's going to confess something because who knows what she's going to do to that roommate. I understand that struggle. People taking your clothes, it's the worst. Having a sister, ugh, it happens. And now it's her roommate doing it to her.
Which, yeah, I mean, if you're not related anyway, you're not really good friends, you probably don't want them rifling through all your things, I'm guessing.
And there's a difference. Like, she said she let her borrow a shirt once, and then that roommate just took it as, like, the closet's open. I guess I can take whatever. I think you need to ask permission. Hey, I'm going on a date tonight. Could I borrow that purple shirt?
It's supposed to be more of a female thing. I can't imagine having, like, a friend or really even a brother digging through my stuff.
Yeah, I don't think, do boys or guys not share clothing items?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I told Steven to ask one of his friends. I said, ask him if you could borrow a pair of his shoes. And he was like, I'm just going to buy new shoes. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I just don't have those clothes sharing bonds, unfortunately. I'm a little sad about it. You see some texted confessions, Amy Kay.
Someone said a few weeks ago, I was trying on jeans at a store in the mall and the jeans were just so tight. I was panicking. I couldn't get myself out of them and they ripped. So I had a dip before they found out I ruined a pair of jeans by accident. I just left them in the fitting room and walked out. Someone else said, when I was 9, I stole a Tootsie Roll. It was just sitting there in a box near the register. So my older brother forced me to put one in my pocket. I've been remembering it more lately and I still feel terrible about it.
I like that after all these years, you're still like, man, this reminds me of Tootsie Roll Gate 1993.
You don't have anything from your childhood you want to ever confess you feel bad about?
Probably. I got to rifle through it. I'm pretty sure I was a turd my entire childhood, so I'm sure I do.
Yeah. One time I knocked over a candle in my bathroom and the wax went down the wall and everywhere, and I blamed it on my sister. I think my mom still thinks it was my sister.
So do you want to call and tell your mom this morning that it wasn't her? Should we just call her up, let her know?
No, because that's like the only one bad thing my sister has ever done. So I think my mom
still
has...
But she didn't do it, though.
That is true.
So really, she's perfection and has never done anything bad.
Fine. I guess that's true, but we don't need my mother to know that.
Do you want to call and apologize to your sister?
Do you think that she would be awake?
We could conference them both in this morning. That could be fun.
And admit that I was the one that spilled the candle wax.
How old were you?
This was so long ago.
Yeah, what age, though? Ballpark me in age.
Oh, my gosh. 10? 10?
I think you should call and confess that today.
I was 10. That was so long ago.
Yeah, I think we got to call and just get that off your chest, because that's probably going to eat away at you. Like, I mean, you can't do that, man. You give yourself ulcers.
I do think about it, that I feel bad.
Do you think that some of the, like, medical issues you've had in your life, and you're trying to figure out you had some, like, tummy stuff? Maybe it's because that's eating away at you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's karma.
No, it's eating away at you. And if you were to let go of that guilt and we were to call and really kind of let Kathy know, let your sister know.
Do I make a list of everything? Like one time I broke my sister's arm and I told my sister, I said, shh, don't tell mom, it's fine.
Okay, I didn't realize there was more, but yeah, I think we got to get it all out. And maybe your tummy'd feel better and you'd be able to carry through life as just a happier person.
Well, I guess I don't need to confess to the breaking of the arm. My mom knew about it, but I just tried to hide it for a couple minutes.
So are we thinking that we are not going to talk to your mom today? Because it's been a while since I got to chat with Kathy.
It's up to you. If you want to call her, do you want me to track her location and see where she's at right now?
I think that's valid. I think we should do
that. Let's see. I'm trying to find Kathy and my sister. The internet's a little spotty right now. My mom is at home. My sister is at home. So we could call them.
I think it's something to think about. Secret Sound at 7:10. We got second date update. We got stuff going on. But I think in the midst of all this, we could call and it'd just be good for you. It'd be therapeutic.
What if she gets mad?
I'm really hoping she does.
Seriously, because yesterday she called me and asked me to come visit her and take a vacation. What if she takes that back? She said, you guys should come and we'll go to St. Louis and we'll do all these fun things.
Mom or sister?
My mom. But then I was even talking to my sister's fiance about it. And I said, we're planning this. And he was like, well, I would even look into getting a boat for when you guys come down and we could go out on the lake or whatever.
All the more reason to call. You don't want to take a trip like that with that on, you know, hanging over your head. You can't do that to yourself. You got a confession today?
I'm 35 years old and I've never voted. Politics is just one of my favorite things to talk about. Everybody in the office knows that, like, I'm like the politics guy. Sure. I'm always arguing with somebody about something that whoever's done in the Senate or the House or whatever, but if they knew I've never voted, they would laugh me out of the office. So it would be terrible.
To be fair, you are far from the only person that likes to call and complain about politics that didn't vote.
But that's not fair. I think, though, if you're going to complain about politics and you're not going to vote and do things about it, that's on you, and you really shouldn't have. Like, you shouldn't be able to complain about
it. You shouldn't be whining and complaining if you didn't put any effort in.
Yeah, you didn't do anything to help.
Dello, your confession. You're the last one today.
I hate washing my hands at work. I know because of the pandemic and things that's gross, but that is exactly why I don't want to touch the handles.
So you're not washing your hands because you don't want to touch the handle of the sink? Grab, like, a wad of tissues or something.
Or turn the sink on, wash your hands. You're going to get those germs off from just doing that. Get the paper towels. Yeah, turn it off. Keep hand sanitizer next to the sink.
I think it was one of my happiest days here when the boss had installed the, like, where you just kind of wave your hand under it sinks. Mm-hmm. We didn't used to have that. So now I don't ever have to touch anything. Like, all I need is somebody to help me in there so I don't even have to touch myself.
Did you say that was one of your happiest moments at work?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it a lot. Every time I go to the bathroom now, I just wave my hand under. I'm getting all, you know, it's perfect.
I guess you're grateful for it.
Yeah.
You appreciate that.
Now, he still has not responded to my request for a zipper assistant because I don't even want to touch that anymore.
I don't know if he's going to be able to help you with that
one. Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to put out a job post for that and not get really weird people that apply. So it's a thing. 7:10, your next chance at the Secret Sound. 9 minutes from now, second date update today. And I think we might be calling Amy's family and confessing all her childhood confessions. All of them.
The Morning Playhouse on Y94.